各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天我们又来到主的日子。
We thank the Lord that we come again on this holy day.
像我们刚刚主席所讲的，今天是大年初三。
Just as the chairman has mentioned, this is the third day into our Chinese New Year.
又是情人节。
And it is also Valentine's Day.
我今天看我的日历，上个礼拜五还是 Lincoln's birthday.
I also saw my calendar. Last Friday was also Lincoln's birthday.
所以我们中国人、美国人都在庆祝这一日子。
So whether if you're Chinese or American, we're all celebrating.
我今天要特别要和有个题目和各位一起分享。
And I have a particular topic that I'd like to share with everyone.
神在我们前头行，也做我们的后盾。
God walks in front of us, but is also our rear guard.
那我们来读一点圣经，请下面来看看下面圣经。
Let us read a few passages.
在以赛亚书52章11到12节。
The first one from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11 to 12.
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们抬康台，耶和华器皿的人啊，勿要自洁。你们出来，必不至急忙，也不至奔逃，因为耶和华必在你们前头行，以色列神必作你们的后盾。
Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard.
下面我们还有一节圣经，在哥林多后书6章17到18节。
The second passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 to 18.
又说你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全人的主说的。Therefore,
go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.
好吧，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心充满感谢。Lord,
our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
这又是主的日子了。And
today is the Lord's day.
我们可以和众弟兄姐妹一起同心合意的用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
And we can gather together with our brothers and sisters to worship you in spirit and in truth.
即使在这个新冠病年成为全世界的灾难的时候,
and during this pandemic, a time of disaster around the world,
求你按照你丰盛的恩典、怜悯和慈爱,
may you shower down your grace and your mercy and your love.
去保守这个国家美国,
and to protect this country, America.
同时也保守我们这些弟兄姐妹们。
And to also protect our brothers and sisters.
特别请你保守那些身体不好的人。
And in particular, please protect those of us that are ill.
也安慰那些被灾难所影响的这些家庭。
And also comfort those families that have been impacted by this pandemic.
求你让我们一起在一起向你敬拜。
And may allow us to worship you together.
你来减轻这个疫情，以至于能够控制这个疫情。
May you lighten the load and control the spread of the pandemic.
我们知道今年已经疫苗已经产生了，求你让这个疫苗能够普及化。
And we know that this vaccine is readily available, and we pray and hope that it will be readily available to everyone in this world. And
我们正常的生活。
And we hope very soon that we can all come back and gather together and all go back to normal lives.
也安心的回到你的圣所来敬拜你。
And also to come back together in person to worship you.
但愿我们遵从保罗在以弗所书四章所说的话。
And may we listen to the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 4.
他劝我们既然蒙召就要与蒙召的恩相称。
May we live according, to the name that you have given to us.
而且与我们凡事谦虚和温柔忍耐。
And let us be gentle and kind and patient.
用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
And forgive one another and be merciful to one another.
去竭力保守在圣灵合而为一的心。
And to be encouraging and to be in one spirit, united in one spirit.
主啊，我们就是要对你向你和睦和祈求。
And we're here to offer up our prayer to you.
求你的灵能够带领我们今天的敬拜。
And may your spirit lead us into this morning's worship.
从头直到末了。
From the beginning to the end.
这样祷告祈求奉耶稣的名字。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主，我再说一遍，我能够回到这个我的属灵的家来分享神的话语。
And again, I'd like to thank the Lord that I can come back to my spiritual family to share God's word.
最高兴的，看见我的女儿和 Glory 两位在这里唱歌的时候，哦，我说怎么今天女儿唱歌啊？
I'm so happy to see my daughter Rebecca and Glory here presenting the hymns together.
感谢主，我们把一切的荣耀归给神。
We thank the Lord and all the honor and praise goes to our God.
今天是主日，我很高兴许多弟兄姊妹一起我们来安静的敬拜神。
And this Sunday morning, let us come together in quietness to worship our God.
我相信你们和我一样愿意在岁首年终的时候安静在神的面前从圣经里面找些话语来帮助我们。
I believe like you, like me, all of you are willing to be quiet before our Lord at the end of the year and hope to find some encouragement and guidance from the Word of God.
所以我刚刚我花点时间去查考圣经，我们就得出刚刚的两段圣经，我用它来勉励各位。
So I spent some time searching the Bible and I found these two passages that we've read earlier so that it can be an encouragement to us.
为什么要选这两段圣经呢？
Well, why these two verses?
第一，请你看看。
Well, the first,
以赛亚书五十二章那个信息。
In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11 to 12,
这先知以赛亚经过北国以色列被亚述帝国灭亡的时候。
And this is during the time when the northern kingdom of Israel was attacked and conquered by the Syrian Empire.
他是神的先知，他也知道将来南国犹大迟早要被敌人灭亡而被俘虏。
He was a prophet of God, so he was able to see that the southern kingdom of Judah will eventually also be conquered by its enemies.
那个时候以赛亚被神的灵感动。
And during that time, he was moved by the Spirit of God.
他能够帮助，能够安慰那些被充满焦虑不安、前途茫茫、不知何去何从那些会众。
And with God's word, he is able to comfort those that are in distress or in anxiety because they're lost and they have no direction.
就像今天一样，今天我们新冠病毒已经到了第二年了，我们有时候前途茫茫，不知何去何从。
Similarly, in today's world, today, in the past year, we're already in our second year of the pandemic.
以赛亚在五十二章十二节下半节说：“耶和华必在你们前头行，以色列的神 必作你们的后盾，前后都有。
And in the second part in verse 12 in Isaiah chapter 52, he says that the Lord will go before you and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. So the Lord is in the front and he's in the rear.
而且我要请大家注意一下，他用了我必在前头行，我必作你们的后盾，两次就是 I will go before you, I will be your rear guard. 所以 will 两次用 will 这个字。
So it's interesting that he uses a powerful word, a strong word, and says, will go and will be your rear guard.
这个强有力的、有确据力量的字眼 will, 相信那个时候就给那些以色列人带来了安慰和希望。
And because of the strong word that he uses, this will, it gives the Israelites hope and comfort.
同样的，在今年2021年，可以说去年这一年，天灾人祸都有交臂而来。
And we can say that in the past year, in 2020, there were either natural or man-made disasters that have come.
这时候有的地方，这世界地方气候很不正常，有的地方特别热，有的地方特别冷，有的地方下雨很多，有的地方根本没有雨。
So we know that the climate is abnormal. There are certain places in the world where it's extremely hot, or other places that are extremely cold, other places with lots of rain that causes floods, or dry places that causes droughts.
这个不但我们讲到天灾人祸呢，忽然间蹦出来一个叫做 COVID-19。
So not only natural disasters, but also sometimes maybe man-made, all of a sudden we see this COVID-19 virus.
如果你们记得的话，在2003年的时候曾经发生一个非典 SARS, 那个时候大家已经谈虎色变，吓坏了。
As you remember, in 2003, there was the SARS avian flu that came out, and it shocked and put fear in everyone.
但是今年去年那个新冠肺炎的凶暴有过之而无不及。
And in the past year, we know that there's a spreading of this new coronary pneumonia or this coronavirus that seems to be even worse than that.
所以很多人说怎么办呢？怎么办呢？我们怎么办？
So many of us ask, well, what are we to do?
除了我刚刚讲的这个以赛亚书52章说耶和华必在你们前头行，也必做你们的以色列神做你们的后盾之外。
So other than the passage that we've just read where God himself says, I will go before you and will be your rear guard.
其实我们都很熟悉一些圣经，这些圣经我们都喜欢。诗篇122篇第一到第二节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
And another verse that we're all very familiar with in Psalms, chapter 121, verse 1 and 2, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
各位弟兄的妹，这些应神的应许是多有强而有力的安慰和希望啊。
And these promises of God comes with strength and gives us hope and encouragement.
第二段，我们刚刚讲第二段，哥林多后书，下面一章，第二段，哥林多后书，那个时候六章17-18节，保罗就讲你们要从那个里面出来。我们刚刚念过了。
And the second passage, what we just read in 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
这个保罗是在哥林多教会所说的话。
These are the words of Paul, to the Corinthian church.
哥林多这个地城市不但是当时希腊的商业的中心， 也是地中海北面的一个大商港，也是欧洲亚洲贸易的中心。
And the city of Corinth was not only just a major commercial center of Greece during the time, but it was also a large port on the northern coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
在这个繁华的都市面，人们的生活很奢华，放纵求酒色情欲。
And the city of Corinth was a prosperous city, where people, lived in luxury and indulged in alcohol and, pornography.
而且道落，道德很低落，很败坏。
And morality was low and corrupt.
所以保罗劝哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们。
So that's why Paul advised the believers in the city of Corinth to the Corinthian church.
不要和这些哥林多的外邦人同流合污，去沾染他们的污秽败坏的生活。
Do not be a part of this group of people, so that you would contaminate yourselves and live immorally.
要从他们中间分别出来。
You need to be separate from them.
我这里要讲一分别的故事。
And there's this story that I'd like to share of separating or separation.
可是我在现在，我再把哥林多后书六章十七节，保罗说，你们务要从他们，就是那些外邦人中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物。这样的话，我就收纳你们，就神就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
So I'd like to read this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18 again. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.
同样的，今天在全世界各地，主要我们这些儿女从外邦人中间污秽败坏的生活中分别出来。
So similarly, today in this world, God wants His children to be separated from the filth and the corrupt lives of the people of this world.
不要和他们同流合污。
Do not be a part of them.
不要去沾染那些不洁之物。
And don't contaminate yourselves with the unclean things.
这些做到了以后，神就会祝福你，收纳你做他儿女。他就做你的天父。
And you, if you can follow and, follow these commands, then he will be your heavenly father.
换句话说，这样的话，他就一直保守和带领我们。
So with it, this promise, he leads us and covers us and protects us.
如果你们看这个圣经里面，旧约的撒母耳记第六章，神和大卫立约的时候讲的话一样的。
So it's similar to God's word in Samuel chapter 6, the covenant of David.
神也说你要怎么怎么做，你要怎么怎么做，我的应许就会从天而降，绝不突然返回。
God says you need to fulfill this and do this and you will be blessed and my words will not return in vain.
我就会成就我所喜悦的事。
And I will fulfill, my promises to you.
所以保罗说，这就是全能的主说的，以前就说过了，以前在和大卫就说过了。
So Paul here is saying these words were already spoken during the times of the Old Testament, during David's time.
其实以赛亚书我们刚刚讲过第五十二章十一节，以赛亚曾经传达神，已经传达神要他的子民洁净的命令。
So we already see in the book of Isaiah, God already had the command for the Israelites to be clean.
他讲的好清楚啊。
And he says it very clearly.
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们刚才耶和华器皿的人，就是指 侍奉的人，你们勿要自洁。
Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord.
你看神在这儿，在那儿，都一次一次提醒他的子民要洁净。
So here God, we see, he reminds his children, throughout the passages, throughout time, that we need to be clean.
神要去爱他侍奉的人更要自洁。
And those that belong to him and serve him, we need to sanctify ourselves.
不要和巴比伦同流合污。
We cannot be associated or be a part of the group like the Babylonians.
我请你们，请我们的翻译也看，在新约提摩太前书二章二十一节。提摩太前书二章二十一节。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。提摩太前书
二章
二十一节。还是提摩太后书，对不起，我有时候糊里糊涂，提前还是提后？人若自洁是在哪里？
后章，
后书啊。
Second Timothy. So Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house.Ready for every good work.
人要自洁的话，神将来就会用你。
If you cleanse yourself, then God will use you.
我请问你，一个圣洁的神会住在一个不圣洁的人中间吗？
So let me ask you a question. Would a holy God indwell in an unclean person?
我相信神一个洁净圣洁的神绝对不会住在一个不洁净的人中间。
I know for a fact that a holy and clean, pure God will not live or indwell in a person that is unclean.
我们说我们信的神，圣灵就住在我们中间，圣灵就是神嘛。神怎么会进来？假如你肮脏，你不洁净的话。
We all know, as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. We know that the Holy Spirit is God Himself. So, God is holy. Why would He live in a person that is unclean?
我再跟你讲，我记得我在读初中的时候 ，junior high school， 我好像 eighth grade， 那个读了一句话叫“出污泥而不染”，莲花啊，这个 lotus。出污泥而不染。
So I remember in eighth grade, I came across this saying, a lotus flower coming out from the mud,
but will not be stained by the mud.
Will not be stained by the mud.
对，这个就是我那时候小时候我不懂什么叫出污泥而不染。
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't know the meaning of this.
现在慢慢慢懂了。
But now, I finally understand.
神不喜欢一个不洁净的人，因为他不会住在你里面。
God will not indwell in a person that is unclean.
所以英国著名的圣经学者 Oswald Chambers, 他就说过一句话。
That's why a famous British Bible scholar, Oswald Chambers, said this.
他说神的救恩不是只造就一个信徒，是造就一个圣徒，圣洁的门徒，圣洁圣徒。
God's salvation is not just for a believer, but is to create a saint.
For the holy, 圣徒。To create
a holy a saint.
这就是 saint, 这就是神在我们每个人身上的目的。
That is the purpose of God for each and every one of us.
是神的心愿。
That is God's wish.
他不只是单单拯救一个人的生命。
It's not only to save a person's life.
希望这个生命是圣洁信主的生命。
But rather, it is, will be a life that is, holy following God.
神就住在这个人的中间。
So that God will live in this person.
所以我在讲哥罗西书三章三到四节说，我们不但要将我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，还要做到基督就是我们的生命。
So in, Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, we not only have to hid our lives with Christ in God, but also Christ is our life.
这就讲好清楚。
And it says, this says it very clearly.
前面讲到是我们要得救，而且后面要讲成圣。
The first part of that talks about salvation, and the latter part talks about sanctification.
各位弟兄姊妹，在2021年，我们当然希望得到神的祝福。
Of course, brothers and sisters, in the year 2021, we want God's blessing.
当然我们要从他的话语中抓住他的应许和去支取他的恩典。
And through God's word, we have to grasp his promises and experience his grace.
可是他的应许都有一个他的条件。
But of course, his promises have conditions.
就像刚刚讲，你要自洁，你要成为一个圣徒。
Just like as we mentioned earlier, we need to self-cleanse and we need to live a holy life.
这样在我们履行到这个事情，神才能和我们祝福我们，住在我们中间。
So once we fulfill those conditions, then God will indwell in us.
如果你看圣经的话，
If you look at the Bible,
你这里写的有一二三四，第一个有大卫之约和神在大卫，神和挪亚有挪亚之约，第三个神和亚伯拉罕有西乃之约，神和第四个还有这个神亚伯拉罕这一个一个摩西西乃之约，亚伯拉罕之约，一共有四个，好多约在里面。
And we can see the many, covenant, well, the four major covenants or promises of God in the Old Testament. One is the, David's covenant. The other is Noah's covenant made by God. And also the covenant of Abraham. And also, the Moses, the covenant to Moses.
这四个约基本上是相同的。
And all four of these covenants are similar.
就是两方面。一个神要你履行你的责任和神要你做的事，第二，神就会把他的祝福赐下给这个人。
And we can see two things. One is, if a person fulfills his responsibility and does what God's will is, or wants him to do, God will give this person his blessing.
听起来好像很简单。
When we hear this, it may seem very simple.
对不起，人往往做不到。
But oftentimes people can't do it, can't fulfill it.
人不能够履行我们的责任，不能够遵行神的旨意，很可惜，很可悲，所以神的祝福也不临到这个人。
And because people can't fulfill his responsibilities and can't do God's will, that is a very pitiful and sad thing, then the, God's blessing will not, come upon this person.
等等我也花点时间给大家看一个地方，在历代之下，神要我们做到这个，他就把别的给我们。
And later, we will also, touch up on, another passage that talks about these two points.
我们现在就讲好了，请你翻到历代志下第七章十二到十四节。
We can take a look now in Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 12 to 14.
对 ,Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 12 to 14. 夜间耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，我已经听了你的祷告，选择了这地方作为祭事我的殿宇， 我若是天必塞不下雨，我若是蝗虫吃这地的出产，我若是瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民啊，若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离你们的恶行，我就从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain or command the locusts to devour the land or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
Heal their land, 医治他们的地.
Heal their land.
你看，他你要自卑、祷告、寻求你的面，转离你的恶行，这就是你的条件。你要做这样的话，我就从天上垂听，赦免你们的罪，医治你们的地.
So here the condition is, if you call my name, humble yourselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear you from heaven and will forgive you your sins and heal your land.
我真是巴不得各位听到以后，这句话扎你的心，你说成啊，我从此以后我要改变，我要自卑，我要祷告，我要寻求你的面，我要转离我的恶行。
I hope and pray that everyone will be impacted and pierced in the heart by these words and call upon his name, humble yourselves, pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways.
你看看神会不会来祝福你，会不会来医治这个地。
And then you can see how God will bless you and heal this land.
就像在马拉基书，马拉开他这样讲过，他说，你们若把十分之一的人全然归我的 仓库的话，你们试试看，我就会从天上倾倒福气在你们身上。哎呀，我看了后心里好感动。Just
like in Malachi, and it says, if you give me a tenth of your offering, test me in this, and watch how I will open the floodgates of heaven to bless you.
是感谢主。好了，我们就是现在感谢着我们神的带领和应许。 对，有个基本认识以后，我们就是看到履行他条件的重要性。So
once we have a good understanding of these conditions, let us go over the importance of this.
好了，我们要看到现在回到以赛亚书52章和哥林多后书第6章这两段经文去总结一下。So
we will go back to the two passages we've just read, Book of Isaiah and 2 Corinthians, to come to a conclusion.
看看神要我们履行什么条件。
So we can see how are we to fulfill these conditions.
如果这个条件我们能够遵循的话, 神就会倾倒他的福气和祝福我们。
If we can meet and fulfill these conditions, then we will be blessed by God.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是个很容易的事情，你能把你的事情该做的做了，神的福气。 是一比你能够牺牲的，是几百倍、几千倍的祝福你。It
can be rather simple. As you follow God's commands and meet these conditions, God will bless you tenfold, hundredfold, or thousandfold.
我来最归纳成两点重要的条件。And
I'd like to focus on two conditions.
第一个条件在以赛亚书52章11到12节。
And the first one is found in Ephesians, chapter 52.
在十二节上我讲一讲, 十二节下我讲一讲。
Verse
11
and
12. 十二节上说, 你们出来, 必不知急忙, 也不知奔跑, 是什么意思呢? 就叫你们这一年, 行事为人, 不要急躁, 不要鲁莽, 不要轻举妄动。 以后你后悔。
In verse 12, it says, for you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. So what this is saying, how we can apply it, is that in this year, let us be patient, wait upon the Lord, don't act rash or irrationally, and be patient.
就是说我们在主里面要学会安静, 忍耐和从主得力, 这是很重要的一点。
So it's important that we need to be patient and find strength in the quietness as we wait for the Lord.
在以赛亚书30章15节说, 你们得救是归回安息, 归回安息, 你们得力是在乎平静安稳。
And it's important in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
可是我们常常不这样, 我们要找什么方法, 找就东做西做, 这个做了好多好多事情, 做错了好多事情, 后悔的事情。
But oftentimes we are impatient and we like to be active and we don't like to sit quietly. And a lot of times we make the wrong decisions that we will regret.
神叫我们得救是归回安息,得力是在乎平静安稳。
But God says, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
但愿我们学会在主里面安静。 在你慢慢地去把他给我们事情做好。
So let us remain quiet before the Lord so that we can do the things that he has instructed us well.
第二个从以赛亚书52章这12节的下半节, 就是今天这个信息的主题,我把它分成两部分来讲。
And in the second half of section 12, which is the main topic of today's message, I'll divide it into two parts.
第一个, 耶和华的神必在你们前头行,
because the Lord will walk before you.
第二个, 以色列的神必做你们的后盾,
and the Lord will be your rear guard.
如果耶和华的神在我们前头行, 我们就紧紧跟随他的带领。
If the Lord walks before us, then we should closely, or follow him closely.
旧约的雅歌第1章第4节说, 愿你吸引我, 我们就快跑跟随你。
And in the book of Song of Songs, in chapter 1, verse 4, it says, may you attract me, and we will run and follow you.
这是多美丽的一幅图画。
And that is a beautiful picture.
一个好牧人带领一群属于他的羊,
just like a good shepherd leads his flock.
他的羊都认识这个主人,都快跑跟随的主人。
And the sheep can know and identify the good shepherd and follow him.
不管他带领他哪去,羊群认定他主人。
Where the shepherd goes, the sheep will follow.
到高山,
wherever they may be.
他就到高山, 到低谷, 他们羊群就到低谷。
Wherever the shepherd leads them, either on the up on the high mountain or in the deep low valley, the sheep follows the shepherd.
人往往有一个毛病。
And for us as humans, we often have this problem.
太依靠自己聪明。
We always rely on ourselves.
不肯专心仰赖耶和华。
Our own ways and our own cleverness, and we
refuse.
And at first, we're willing to follow God, but then after a while, we turn to ourselves and start relying on ourselves.
以赛亚说,个人偏行己路, 亏缺神的荣耀。
And it says that you have been led astray and fallen short of God's glory.
慢慢慢慢就走迷了路,
and you're now lost.
慢慢慢遇到了危险和挫折, 受到打击管教, 才知道回头。
And it's only after encountering frustrations, hardships and frustrations that and being disciplined, then you know to turn back.
才回到神的羊圈之中。
to return to the God's sheepfold.
我想多讲一句话。
I'd like to say a few more words.
我以前在高中的时候，工作功课不是最好，也不是最坏。 起码是 B plus.
In high school, I was a mediocre student. My grades were around in B plus range.
好不容易考进了一个大学，可是在台湾的南部。
And I've passed my exams to enter into a university, but it's in the southern part of Taiwan.
爸爸妈妈不在，我就天天在那玩，就是打这个 snooker。 就是打这个 pool, play pool.
And because there's no supervision of the parents there, then every day I would go play snooker.
各位弟兄姊妹，对不起，我只好跟你讲，我这个人最后两个学期三分之一的学生不及格就被学校开除。
And I will admit that I was expelled because of my bad grades.
我心里面想，我被 dismissed from college， 心里觉得这是 disgrace， 好羞耻啊！我不回去，我不回家里去，我就留在那个地方。And
I was so embarrassed and ashamed because of my bad grades and being kicked out of school. I can't return home.
妈妈说：“你回来吧，回来吧，孩子，你现在没有书读，你为什么不回家？”
So my mom said, why don't you just return home? You don't have anything else going on for you right now. But I was very ashamed. And because of being kicked out of school and my parents wanting me to return home, they've cut off my finances. So I had to borrow left and right from friends around me.
Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, 每天借钱为生.
And every day I would borrow from someone different.
你们相不相信我一天只吃一顿?
And I would only have one meal a day.
吃一大碗面.
A big bowl of soup, noodles.
因为那家店,
because the place where I went to, it was no matter how much you eat, it's the same price.
终于有天圣灵感动我，我觉得哎呀，我实在是肮脏污秽，为什么要在这个地方待下去？
Then one day, I was moved by the Holy Spirit, and it occurred to me, why am I still living this way?
就像圣经那个浪子回头一样，我想我在家里可以好好吃，为什么在这儿每一天只吃一顿？
Just like the prodigal son in the Bible, why don't I just return home? Why do I have to stay here and just only eat one meal a day?
结果在图书馆看图书馆在做你，哎。 发现一本书，就是Miss Coleman的那个叫什么，Streams in the Desert, 荒漠甘泉。Then
one day in the library, I came across the book called Streams in the Desert.
我就天天看那个Miss Coleman那个考门夫人责备我，我就在流泪说神啊，我要回去，我要好好重新来起。
And every day as I read that book, I was moved and the book rebuked me and I would weep in tears and want to return back home.
当我悔改的时候，突然间我的妈妈来了，从台湾北面跑到南面来了。
And once I've had that moment of repentance, my mom came from northern Taiwan to where I was.
他说：“孩子啊，你在什么地方跌倒，就要什么地方起来。”And
she said to me, "Wherever you fall, that is the place where you need to pick yourself up."
我相信你可以做到的。And
I know that you're able to do it. To
stand back up. 只是你不用功、不读书，当然不行。It's
just that you're not studious, and then of course you're not able to make your grades.
我就悔改了，我就回到。 不，我妈妈就说你能不能回去，我说不行，你要帮我把这些老张老李 ABCDEFG 的人的钱都还掉。
And my mom said, will you now return to me back home? And I said to her, well, you have to repay all of my debts.
我用一句上海话讲啊，侬嘞，我帮侬擦屁股，擦屁股就是帮你擦屁股，你的屁股太脏了，我要帮你擦屁股，对不起哦，所以这也是讲这话。
So basically, he said, "Mom, you need to wipe my butt."
终于我把一切弄完了后，我回去重新考试，重新能够到一个新的学 college 读书毕业了。
So after returning home, I was able to clean myself up, get back on track, and take the exam again, and then finally I was able to re-enroll in the university and graduate.
神要他们离开巴比伦，离开污秽、肮脏、败坏的生活。
God wants his children to leave and separate themselves from the corruption and the filth and the wickedness.
他要他们不要跟巴比伦同流合污。
And don't be associated or have any contact with these Babylonians.
神要他们从污泥中出来，不染污泥。
Come out of the mud, but not be stained by the mud.
各位弟兄姊妹，2021年我们当然希望有神的祝福。
And in 2021, we all want God's blessing.
我们当然希望从他里面抓取他的经验。
And we would all want to experience him.
我们来看看这个在这一段里面，神要我们哥林多后书要我们履行一个重要的条件，就是要分别为圣。
And when we look at 2 Corinthians, that instruction is for us to separate ourselves and be holy.
我们履行的这个条件，神就收纳我们做我们天父，我们就做他儿女。
And once we have fulfilled and met that condition, then we can be sons and daughters of God, and He will be our Heavenly Father.
各位弟兄姊妹，不要小看这个条件。
Don't underestimate this condition.
这是多年以来我们不能够真正遵行神话语的一个障碍。
That is a huge obstacle for our spiritual lives.
我们的属灵生命不能长大。
If our spiritual life cannot grow,
我们的属灵生命懒懒散散，无精打采，一下子像个吃干粮的信徒，一下子又像个只能够喝灵奶的婴孩。
So at one time we're able to eat the solid food, but then we get lazy and lose direction, and then we become infants that can only take milk.
这个主要的原因就是我们不能够立志持之有恒的过那个分别为圣的生活。
And the main issue is that we're not disciplined to sustain living this holy life.
我们就做了一下子就不做了。
We do it for just a little bit, for a little while, and then we stop.
我们必须要好好的立志做一个圣洁公义的基督徒。
We need to be determined and live a life of a holy and just Christian.
否则的话，我们的生活和外邦人生活没有什么分别。
Or else we're not much different from the Gentiles or the people of this world.
他们犯大罪，我们犯小罪。
They may commit big crimes and we commit smaller crimes.
他们撒大谎，我们撒小谎。
Or they may say a big lie, but we lie as well.
他们大贪污，我们小贪污。
And they are greedy and we're also greedy.
他们不合邻舍说诚实话，我们也一样。
And they don't speak the truth to their neighbors and we do the same.
请问你这样的人，神怎么样做我们的主，怎么愿意住在我们中间呢？
So how can God become our Lord and live within us?
圣经中说，你们有别的神来代替耶和华，这个人的愁苦必加增。记得这句话吗？愁苦必加增。
And he says, because there are other gods to replace the Lord, so our sorrows will increase.
我讲两个小故事要结束了。
Now I'll share two short stories in conclusion.
第一个我们讲的分别为圣，我刚刚讲过，我要讲一个故事，现在就讲这个故事。
I mentioned that I will share a story regarding being separate and holy.
我有个好朋友，大概也到过这个教会来讲过道的。
I have a good friend that was at one time a guest preacher here.
他是龙威奈医生 ，Dr. Titus Long. Titus Long.
He's Dr. Titus Long.
他是从印尼的华侨到台湾考了台湾大学的医学院。
He's an Indonesian immigrant in Taiwan and graduated from a medical school in Taiwan.
Taiwan University.
In Taiwan University.
他就到了台东的基督教医院做一个外科大夫。
And he became a doctor in a hospital in eastern part of Taiwan.
台东，台东啊。那么他在台东里面都很好的，然后就到 New Jersey 美国来做医师。
And after that, he came to the United States and was a doctor in the state of New Jersey.
他的爸爸是龙林光一牧师。
And his dad was a
pastor. 那么那个他的爸爸就他就在你他说我神感动我，他就跟爸爸讲，爸爸。我不要做医生了，我要到台湾去读那个中华基督神学院华神啊，这 CES in Taiwan 啊 ，C China Evangelical Seminary in Taiwan， 他要回台湾去读书了。
And he tells his father he wants to give up medical school and go back to attend Taiwan Evangelical。seminary.
他爸爸说：“孩子，为什么呢？你做医生做得很好啊！爸爸不要去，不用去读这个神学啊。”
His father said, "Well, why?" Asked him why. Aren't you doing well in medical school on your way to become a doctor? Why would you stop and attend seminary?
你看一个牧师。都给孩子说你不要去做这个神学，不用做这个传道人。
Even a pastor would question his son, why give up medical school to enroll in seminary?
你自己将来在医生的时候也可以做见证，也可以帮助人啊，一样啊。
Because when you're a doctor, you can also evangelize and share the gospel.
结果他说不，神呼召我，他就 give up everything 到台湾去做的第二届的台华神第二届的毕业生，后来就做一个牧师了。
So he gave up his profession as a doctor in the States and returned to Taiwan to enroll in seminary and as a second generation student, he became a pastor.
Dr. Titus Long 给我一个故事，他说什么叫分别为圣，我来举例给你听。
So he gave me, shared a story with me and to explain what does it mean to be holy and to be separate.
他说在医院里面啊，在 hospital 里面啊，是最干净的地方。
So in the hospital, that is the most clean or a sanitary place.
Okay. 我说，那么医院也是最肮脏的地方。
But at the same time, hospitals can be the most filthy.
我说什么意思啊？
Well, what does that mean?
他说，你如果医生护士无菌消毒洗手，把这个人弄干干净净，那个不是干净吗？
So what the doctors will do and the nurses, they always sanitize themselves and the clothing and the tools that they use.
但是呢，如果你从病人身上挖出来的脓啊，那些脏的东西啊，那些发炎的东西啊，你把它挖出来后，你千万要把它分开，分得开开的。
But what you take out from a ill patient is all the bacteria and the germs and the pus. And what you take out or extract from that patient, you need to keep those separate from the
clean tools.
And if you can separate these two, that is the picture of being holy and being separate.
所以你把它这个脏的东西包起来，千万然后把它丢掉以后，你再弄干，再洗洗干净，哎，这样不是很好吗？
So once you take all of the bacteria and the germs and all that, and you throw it away and discard it, and then you sanitize again and clean yourself again.
所以分别为圣，就是在这个肮脏的里面，你出来以后千万不要沾染任何的肮脏的东西。
So what that means is you do not contaminate yourself and keep yourself apart from what is filthy and dirty.
这就是我们要从这些肮脏败坏的生活里面出来，不要沾染这些美国或者是外邦人的恶习坏的习惯。So
this is similar to how we live our lives when we keep ourselves clean and don't contaminate ourselves with all the wickedness and the filth of what's going on in America today.
所以龙文来医师，Dr. Titus总说，这就叫做分别为圣。
So this is what he means by this sacred separation.
Sanctified.
Sanctification.
Sanctification. 感谢主。 那么第二个例子我要跟你讲。
In the second example or story I'd like to share,
叫你的朋友来看你。
And if your friend comes to visit you at your home,
请坐。
And you tell him to have a seat,
我来杯水给你喝。
Let me get a cup of water for you to drink.
你如果一个杯子里面一半是污泥、脏泥, 你可以把它倒满水给你的朋友喝吗?
If that cup is filled with dirt or soil, will you be able to fill that cup with water and give it to your friend?
即使这上面一半是水, 可是下面是一半是脏的东西啊。
So even though the top half may be clean water, but the second half,
你,
the bottom is dirt and soil.
你必须要把这个脏的东西倒掉，冲干净，洗干净，洗把这个洗干净水杯，才能够倒进新的水，干净水给你的朋友喝。
Of course, you need to rinse out this dirt, pour it out, clean the cup before you can pour in clean water to share with your friend.
你喝，你连你请你朋友的时候。 你连喝东西、喝水、喝杯水，你都有这样子小心谨慎的条件。
So when you invite your friends, even invitation to your friend, you would meet this condition of keeping this cup clean.
那你的生活为什么要一半污肮脏？你肮脏一半清水呢？
So why would you live your life any different by keeping part of it clean and part of it dirty?
所以应该把你身体、你那个生活里面的肮脏、那个烂泥巴那个水啊倒掉，洗干净，全部新的。So
you should also rid yourself and cleanse yourself from all the filth and the dirt that is in your life.
好了，我们现在到最后结论了，结论了，我们就要今天可以早点休息啊。So
now we come to the conclusion, and we can maybe end a little bit earlier.
我们结论，我们神要神的祝福，神的应许在2021年的话。So
our conclusion is, if we want God's promises and experience God's promises and receive the blessings in 2021,
我们需要履行条件一二三四。
We must fulfill these four conditions.
第一,
number one,
就是从过去不洁的生活中出来，这是神的旨意，也是神对他儿女基本的要求。
So the first condition is, it is God's will to for us to come out of the unclean life of our past. That is the basic requirement for his children.
感谢主, 我在 别的教会讲的时候，我一二三四放在一起，他们都拿着手机来照相。我刚刚看我们的弟兄也在照相。
So I praise the Lord that, every time I give this message at other churches, brothers and sisters would take a photo of these four conditions. Similarly, I see someone doing that today.
再讲一遍，我们要从过去不洁的生活中出来，是神的旨意，是对上神的儿女基本的要求。
Let me repeat. First condition is, it is God's will to come out of the unclean life of our past. That is a basic requirement for his children.
第二。
Second,
我们刚刚讲过，在这一年里面，不要轻举妄动，不要冲动，在主里面平静安稳，从他的等待里面、忍耐里面得力。
Second is in this new year, don't act rashly, don't be impulsive, but be calm and stable in the Lord with patience and draw strength.
第三
，Third.
要将一切的忧虑卸给神，神就成为我们的后盾，截断后面埃及法老王的追兵。
Third is cast all your worries to God, and God will be your rear guard and cut off the followers of the soldier or pursuit of the Egyptian Pharaoh.
这句话就一句话就是说我们没有后顾之忧了。
Meaning that, you have nothing to fear.
不错，翻译得很好。对不起啊。没有后顾之忧了，就全心全意往着标杆直跑的，忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑了。
So you have nothing to fear, you, just focus on the prize and run the race and strive forward.
第四，专心跟随神的带领，过分别为圣，那个圣就是圣洁的生活。
And four is to concentrate, on following the leading of God and live a life, a holy life, separated from this world.
这个其实和我刚刚一开始讲到的立在至上的那个自卑祷告转寻求我的面转你我的恶行神就会倾倒天上垂听赦免你的罪医治你的地这就一样的。
So similarly as we just read in Chronicles is that we need to call upon his name humble ourselves pray and seek his faceAnd turn from our wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and, he'll heal our land.
感谢主，神这样子我们做完以后，神就做我们天父，我们就做他的儿女。
And if we have fulfilled these conditions, then we will be sons and daughters of God, and he will be our heavenly father.
换言之，我们得到神的福气和应许，需要付上代价的，需要履行条件的。
So in other words, to receive God's promises and, His blessing, we need to fulfill, our responsibility and meet these conditions.
我最后讲一句话。
Lastly, I'd like to share a word.
勿要自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
You need to cleanse yourself and be holy, then you will be used as a vessel to honor God and be used by God.
但愿2021年是我们蒙神祝福的一年。
May God bless us in the year 2021.
我们来做个祷告结束。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你用这些话语再一次来提醒我们，勉励我们。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us these words to again remind us and to encourage us.
我们满心充满感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
愿你的眼目看顾你的儿女们。
May your eyes be upon your children.
愿你感动人的心归向你。
And may you move the hearts of those to follow you.
愿你的名在全地被尊崇的荣耀。
And may your name be honored and glorified amongst people of this world.
愿你按照你丰盛的怜悯和恩典去缩转这个世上的疫情，这个国家的疫情。
And may, through your grace and your mercy, may you turn around, this pandemic.
愿你早日把疫苗赐给每一个人。
So that the vaccine will be available for everyone.
愿你的恩惠和信实常与众人同在。
May your grace and your justice be upon, the believers.
愿你的能力一直扶庇我们众人。
And may your strength be with all of us.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主。